It is time for Dr. Judy Workman and Food for Mood. And, of course, Food for Mood comes to you every Thursday morning at this time with Judy Workman. Judy is the co-author of the Serotonin Power Diet on the web, serotoninpowerdiet.com. Also author of Simon Loses His Tummy. And we say right now, good morning to Dr. Workman. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning to both of you. And it sounds like we're still in summer, which is wonderful.
It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, it really is. But, you know, nobody really minds.
That is true.
I don't mind. So, Judy, I got to tell you what happened to me the other day.
Yeah?
Before we go anyplace else, I have to tell you what happened. Most of the time, somebody goes shopping for me. I tell them what I need, but they pick it up. But I ran out of
wraps.
I make vegetable wraps and stuff like that, steamed vegetables, raw. But anyways, so I ran out of them. So I went to the store to pick up just regular old wraps, you know, 180 calorie wrap. And I picked up some wraps, and I bought them home, and I looked at them when they got home. And son of a gun, when I looked at them, they were made out of chia seed. They were no carbs, zero carbs, and only 60 calories for an 8-inch wrap.
So how do they taste?
Well, that was the whole thing. I'm not one who buys stuff like this. You know, flaxseed muffins, no. Chia seed things, no. So right. I said, well, they're here, and I got to make a wrap. I got everything
he
done.
He had to eat. It was desperate.
So I made the wrap, and I ate it. And as I'm eating it, I'm saying, you know, this tastes good. Maybe it's because the food has disguised the taste of the wrap. So I stopped eating for a second, and I took a piece of the wrap off by itself and ate it.
Yeah.
And it was fantastic.
My goodness.
So I'm ordering more. At 60 calories, that's one-third of the calories in normal wraps. There's no carbohydrates, and it tastes really
good. It must have had some carbohydrates. But probably, you know, very few, and also probably more protein.
Yeah.
Yes, and the long short is something that would have been a missile had somebody else brought it into the house.
Right.
Turned out to be something absolutely delicious, and it's just interesting because it sort of reminds me of kids. You don't know what you will eat until you're given. It.
Well, I'm sorry to take up the beginning part, but I just thought you'd appreciate that story.
But I was just thinking that if you, Marshall, were, and you're not, and nor you, Jill, nor am I, somebody that I was writing about today, which is a person with what's called exercise bulimia, you would have looked at the 60-calorie wrap and compared it to your 180-calorie wrap that you have been eating and think, wow, this means I don't have to spend an extra half hour or 45 minutes on the treadmill because I'm eating fewer calories. Because that's how such people with this eating disorder, exercise disorder, think. You know, we all know people who exercise, and Jill, I'm sure you're probably one of these people, routinely, regularly, you know what you're going to be doing per week, per month, and you probably get a little distressed if for some reason you can't adhere to your exercise schedule, but you don't have what's called exercise bulimia, because people who have that have such a compulsion to exercise and to make sure that every extra calorie, you know, the regular wrap, for example, has been burned off in sweat-producing, muscle-aching, fatigue-inducing, strenuous exercise. If they can't do it, they become sort of crazy.
Can I just interrupt for 1 second? Because
please.
I didn't know what the name... There is a woman who... who has this, and she walks Music Mountain, and I mean for years and years and years. And first it was a little bit, and then it gradually became a lot of bit.
Yeah.
And then it gradually became, I don't think she spends very much time at home.
Because she's walking all the time.
Yeah, but what is, and she was getting thinner and thinner. You know, there's a point
where
you're in good shape, and then there's, and this is why I'm raising this, there's a point where you are so over the edge that you're not calculating, you're just doing it. And that's kind of...
It's a compulsion.
It's frightening.
It's a compulsion. It's like, you know, washing your hands 50 times a day or going back and making sure that you've turned off the stove. Yeah, people can't do it. But what drives them is not, oh, you know, the house is going to burn down or I'm going to get germs. What drives them is the fear of gaining a gram, gaining an ounce. And what they do is look at every calorie, like Marshall looking at the, you know, the calorie content of his wrap, looking at every calorie that comes into their mouth and calculating how many minutes or hours of exercise it's going to take to draw those calories out of their body in the form of energy that's being, you know, consumed in order to do the exercise. And these people who do this, and they're sort of like anorectics, but they're thin. I mean, they end up being very, very thin. They don't control their food intake the way we always think of eating disordered people doing so. By not eating at all, they do eat, or by throwing up or using laxatives to get rid of the food in their body, they have decided, and usually accidentally find this out, you know, when they first start going on a diet, that if they exercise enough, they can keep their body at below a normal weight. And what happens is, of course, they develop injuries. I mean, nobody can possibly exercise 5 or 6 hours a day without having muscle strain, stress fractures, ligament, tendon, you know, problems, tendonitis, terrible fatigue. And they also, and people have written about their own problems with this, they make exercise such a priority that if they're going on a sightseeing trip, they'll be in a crummy little gym in a tiny hotel in some place, you know, in a beautiful town where everybody else is going and looking at the mountains or the cathedrals, the museums or what have you. And these people are busy sweating them off their calories they may have had from breakfast on some dinky machine, because if they don't do so, they may gain an ounce. And because it's a compulsion, it really has to be treated, you know, as some kind of mental disorder, not simply as an extreme form of weight loss. But the problem is, Jill, that it's very hard to distinguish those people from somebody training for a triathlon, for example.
Well, yeah. Wait long enough, yeah. And WAIT yeah. long enough, and you'll see. Because at first, I just like waving, hi, you're just great. Yeah. You know how you're absolutely committed, and this is great. And then, you know, as neither rain nor snow nor heat nor gloom of night, and the routes, I mean, literally got longer and longer and longer.
No, there's a woman who lives in my community, too. She's, you know, people call her the walking woman, because day and night, you know, snowstorms, ice, the heat of the summer, she is out there walking. She never looks to the right. She never looks to the left. It's always one foot in front of the other. And it's very, very hard to control. I mean, and I really have not read about any effective approach to get people from doing this, because they are so worried about gaining weight. And of course, eventually, every once in a while, they give in to themselves by having, you know, a cookie or a kitty-sized cone or a small bag of potato chips, and then they're hell-bent about getting back to the gym to work that off. And it occurred to me, maybe one of the, it's sort of a far-fetched idea, but maybe one way of handling this is saying to people, okay, you know, we're going to put you in a metabolic chamber or some way we're going to measure your resting energy metabolism, and we're going to figure out that you need, in order to live, not die from starvation, oh, I'm just making this up, 2,100 calories a day. And we're going to give you, and I've talked about this in this article, you know, a synthetic food. There's something called Soylent, S-O-Y-L-E-N-T, developed by a guy in Silicon Valley for people who really don't want to be bothered eating because they're too busy coding, you know, artificial intelligence kind of things. So, and this food contains everything you need for life. It doesn't taste particularly good. It doesn't taste bad. Okay, see, you tell these people with exercise bulimia, you need 2,100 calories a day. Here, drink this not particularly wonderful tasting drink. It will give you 2,100 calories a day. You don't have to exercise anymore. I mean, I just wondered if that would distinguish people who really are exercising to lose weight or keep their weight off from people who just have a general compulsion, and so they exercise instead of washing their hands. But I don't know if this approach has ever been tried, because you can't really talk these people out of it.
No.
But it's something to think about.
And it's not the reason that I even mentioned it is because once it crosses a line,
But you look at somebody, you look at marathoners, for example, and they're skinny. You know, they don't much body fat. They're busy running, you know, they're 23 miles or something on a weekend, and or people who are training for a marathon and they a triathlon and they are swimming and they're biking and they're and they're running. And so you say, well, okay, what's the difference between people who are going through really well, you know, training for a competitive event and people who are like the woman that you're talking about? But you're right, they cross the line, and eventually they get, they look like walking skeletons. And then, you know, they're never going to be able to compete in an event. They're going to, eventually, they won't even put one foot in front of the other. So maybe the next time you see her, just offer her and say, look, I have something for you. Drink this, you'll never have to walk again. I don't think it's going
to
work.
Nor do I, but always good to have an option. Thank you very much, Dr. Judy Wortman, okay. Food for Mood.
And, of course, you can hear Judy Wortman with Food for Mood every Thursday morning here on Robin Hood Radio and also on demand, robinhoodradio.com. Click on Demand. Click on Food for Mood with Dr. Judy Wortman.